May the God of creation bless us as we transform and recreate our services.
After an opening blessing, Catholic Health executives announced that over the weekend, the St. Joseph campus emergency room had reopened to ambulances and walk-in patients. They are also resuming acute care and outpatient services. The hospital had focused entirely on COVID treatment since March 25th. Marty Borazak, interim president of Sisters Hospital, says with COVID numbers down, officials felt ready to resume other operations, and following an extensive scrubbing of the facilities, they believe they can reopen those other services safely.
So overall, and even when you talk to our physician community, the physician community felt very comfortable about everything that was done in this building. So as we look to transition, I would argue that, you know, certainly across Catholic Health, but this building especially, went above and beyond from infection control.
Catholic Health President and CEO Mark Sullivan says other services will be slowly phased in. Meanwhile, they're not declaring victory over COVID just yet.
As we're going to resume services, we are also keeping our eye on COVID. COVID has not gone away. We're not celebrating that it's gone away. We're remaining the ready at Catholic Health, as we always do with everything we do, for if COVID has an uptick in the future.
14 COVID patients remain admitted at the St. Joseph campus. At their peak, the hospital had up to 125 COVID beds occupied. Last week, they discharged their 500th COVID patient. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.